bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Sophie Gonzalez, one of your hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. I wanted to share an excerpt with you from Dr. Adonia Lugo's book, Bicycle/Race, Transportation, Culture, and Resistance. Dr. Lugo looks for ways to bring her racial justice expertise from the field of bicycle advocacy into equitable and sustainable mobility at large. Mobility justice is a concept that highlights the complex difficulties that people of color and other marginalized groups face, both when traveling through public spaces and in urban planning and development processes. In early 2008, while I was reading Michel Foucault, Max Weber, and Karl Marx for my second quarter of grad school, their analyses of power colored my observations of the social life of the street. I thought about power when I noticed that a lot of the people riding bikes traveled on the sidewalk, like José Humberto Barranco had been doing when he was struck. Maybe that was a strategy for complying with the culture of contempt in our streets, the mindset where we viewed fellow travelers as inconvenient obstacles between a journey's starting and ending points. We'd push the edges of red lights and perform California rolling stops because we felt like we were competing with everyone else on the road to occupy the same space. We hated having to slow down. Honking, revving the engine, swerving around, and yelling profanities were all normal responses to traffic in Southern California. I couldn't tell if drivers were treating people outside of cars worse or if we just had less armor to absorb the disregard that so easily turned into a violent attack. But I wasn't going to let drivers chase me off the road. I was taking the lane, participating in the bike activist move to reclaim shared public roadways. And like me, the men on the sidewalk seemed to care more about survival than feeling powerful, respecting the hierarchy of the street rather than trying to disrupt it. If the car was king, they were content to stay out of his way until they could afford cars of their own. They rode mountain bikes, cheap ones you could get at Walmart or Target. They did not hang out on Long Beach's fashionable retro row, where road bikes like mine could be seen parked in front of businesses or in display windows. These other riders traveled on heavily congested Anaheim Street a few blocks over. They were upholding car culture, even while living on the wrong side of it. I could understand the appeal of complying with car culture as a strategy for avoiding street contempt. I'd done it myself. At 17, I didn't think twice about leaving the bus behind when my mom gave me her old car. Finally, I, too, had my own mobile hangout zone. I drive to school early to get a spot in the senior lot close to the entrance, then sit and watch the sunrise over our brown hills and play My Bloody Valentine's Loveless on my tape deck. When I got on the bus again, it was in another state after I left for college in 2001. The buses in Portland came more than once an hour and carried more white people than I'd ever seen on public transit. Through all of this, I didn't really notice that I'd shifted my transportation outlook so fundamentally. There were plenty of other hipsters like me riding around town, so biking to the Alto Lounge on Belmont or to dinner on Clinton hardly seemed like much of a statement. Moving to Long Beach on the border between Orange County and LA in September 2007 clued me in. By the end of my first year of graduate school, I was thinking about transportation culture nonstop. Transportation culture encompasses individual travel choices, the shape of our transportation systems, and the ongoing regulatory processes that maintain and change them. My research goal became understanding how street contempt continued the legacy of racism and classism. My tools were bicycles, buses, trains, and my body. Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.